Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Beyond the Headlines.
A little bit early today. Normally we do Beyond the Headlines at 4:35, but we want to talk to Maxie a little bit more. He had fascinating guests on his show last night.
Yep.
About you know, the college
NCAA
kids.
Stuff.
There you go, the NCAA rules. So wanna and maybe he can explain what the heck happened in the
that
World
call
Series
last night, which I'm still not clear what exactly happened there.
So it's a little cray. So we're going to talk to Maxie a little bit more about that.
Hey, we got some weather therapy coming up at about 4:20, 4:25, Jor, but something new that I never knew existed, something called storm quakes. And it's up there with Sharknado, I know. What the heck is a storm quake? Hurricanes and earthquakes are bad enough on their own. Imagine combining the two. This concept of a storm quake is a phenomenon just discovered by a team of researchers at Florida State. They were published earlier this week in the journal Geophysical Research Letters. I know you read that cover to cover.
On the daily, I read that,
You're waiting for the TV miniseries to come out.
It's really fascinating.
Here's the deal. When hurricanes or big storms like nor'easters and winter storms are in the atmosphere, they produce really big waves right out at sea. Mm-hmm. And these waves, Jor, have a hammering effect on the seafloor, the ocean floor, which can trigger earthquakes.
Okay.
So follow with me. If the storm is big enough and the waves are big enough, these crashing waves, they can trigger lots and lots of earthquakes. Most of them are smaller, magnitude 3.5. Most people can't feel them. But this researcher found between 2006 and 2015, 14,000 storm quakes during that time period. Almost 1,000 every year.
That's a lot.
My concern, if it can trigger a little earthquake, could it trigger a big earthquake?
That's right.
Could that be just enough pressure, especially, you know, West Coast, Santa Ana Fault, et cetera, et cetera. But I found that vaguely interesting.
Mm-hmm. Vaguely interesting or
just
very?
Vaguely. Well,
just vaguely.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks for sharing.
I got to read the teleprompter. I found that fascinating.
Okay, good.
Back to you.
So you know the rule to never ask a woman if she's pregnant?
Yes. Oh, my God.
If you don't
know. Yes.
I guess you've learned that from experience.
Either I did it or I was with somebody who did it. And yeah, that's branded into my forehead.
She wasn't pregnant, right? Just fat?
Yeah.
Okay, so that went well for you and your friend. A U.S. mother heard.
See, I'm not Paul Douglas. I'm Ken Barlow. I am so sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're terrible. A U.S. motherhood company has come under fire after sending pregnancy congratulations cards to women who aren't pregnant.
Oh, snap.
Mother's Lounge sent unsolicited gift vouchers, a card that read this, "Holy guacamole, you're having Avo baby." It's so ridiculous. I guess like avocado. Like it's a ridiculous card. But many recipients took to social media complaining that the cards were insensitive and caused awkward conversations. The company said it used a third-party marketing company's opt-in list. So get this. So I said to David before the show, can you imagine if, like, my kid, my 16-year-old, was on some kind of a list? You know, she has an email, so God knows they're scraping all sorts of data. And I got a card to the house that said, like, congratulations, you're pregnant.
Oh.
It would be freaking out.
Yeah, but that happens.
And that happens. So as women were complaining, but I imagine there was some kind of mix-up. Oh, my gosh. Okay, hold on. One woman is responding now. This is literally how my mother thought she was finding out I was pregnant. I'm calling the FBI, this woman tweeted.
FBI.
I don't think you need to call the FBI, but maybe Mother's Lounge could be a little more sensitive about that. Yeah. So there you go. If you get a letter from Mother's Lounge and you're not pregnant, you might just want to toss that in the trash.
That's what happens when you scrape our data on our phones our TV sets or God knows what. You can step in it big time. All right, Jer, I'm not sure what to make of this, but I will share this story. I find it troubling. Apparently, a woman in Berlin, Germany, has been in a 5-year relationship with a Boeing 737-800.
Come on. Stop it.
And it's physical.
Stop it. She's having sex with an airplane.
It's physical.
No.
Michelle Kopke, 30, from Berlin.
No.
Says she's been in love with the aircraft for 5 years. Their relationship is very much physical.
Oh, right.
The 737 is very attractive and sexy to me. He's the most beautifully built. Mm-hmm. He's a very attractive and elegant aircraft. So here's the deal. I have a big model of him made of fiberglass,
okay,
as well as real components from him, right, so I can act out my love to some degree.
We're not going to. Okay. And we're done. We're done.
Apparently, she suffers from something
called
objectophilia. When sexual or romantic attraction is focused on an inanimate object.
I'm sure he's a great conversationalist.
Well.
Meets all her emotional needs.
What Michelle finds particularly irresistible about the 737, and you may agree, are the winglets. The little winglets, the little thingies on the end of the wings.
Very sexy.
When I touch his wings, I get immediately sweaty palms and I get excited.
All right. Even David's
her ultimate dream is to marry her darling.
So good luck with that. Mm-hmm.
They do things different in Germany.
A little bit.
Wow.
So good luck with that. Yeah.
I'm feeling better about myself after reading that story.
Oh my God. Well, here's a way to spice up a funeral. A funeral also, by the way.
Never heard that in a sentence. Spice up a funeral?
In Germany. This is also in Germany. So lots of crazy stuff.
Pick on Germany Day.
Attendees convened at a restaurant to indulge in some cake. Is that a German thing? Like after a funeral, you go and have cake?
Well, even here.
A little nosh.
Sure. People eat after funerals. Yeah.
Okay. Have a little nosh.
Yeah.
One of the cakes contained hashish. You know, you're laughing. The potent drug made from the resin of cannabis plants. Grief gave way to nausea and dizziness. 13 of the guests fell ill shortly after unknowingly ingesting the drug. Some of them had to be taken away in an ambulance. So what happened was the baker revealed that the restaurant's employee who made the cake was his 18-year-old daughter. Now, she regularly baked cakes for events. Her mother brought in this frozen cake along with several other drug-free ones from the family's fridge. I guess they bake at home. But they say the daughter baked that cake for a different event.
Oh.
That was for a different party. They're investigating her for negligence and bodily harm against 13 people. Yes.
Hey, he's gone. Let's get high.
It did not. Yeah. They didn't think it was funny.
Man.
They did not think
that's,
it was funny.
That's rough. Okay. From 737s to secret space planes. Did you hear about this new Air Force X-37B? It's a space
plane. Someone in love with it?
To my knowledge, not yet, but we should keep this out of the hands of Michelle.
Having sex with it. Yeah.
Michelle Kopke from Berlin. Oh, my God. It's been aloft. It's been in orbit for 780 days. It's an orbital platform for classified experiments. They didn't mention what they were doing with this plane. But the cool thing, this plane can alter its orbit in space. And that's something that other spacecraft cannot do.
Really?
It looks like a small-scale version of NASA's space shuttle. It's about the size of a school bus, 29 feet in length, a 14-foot wingspan, the X-37B. And again, Boeing made this. The Air Force did not respond to Wired Magazine's request for comments.
Well, it's supposed to be a secret, right?
It's probably a spy plane of some sort, right?
And where did it end up?
Keep an eye on things. Mm-hmm. It just landed after successfully completing its mission of staying aloft for 780 days.
It's getting on Match.com now for folks in Germany, if they're curious.
It's by curious, yeah. But here's the deal. There was nobody in it.
Okay.
It's autonomous. It's a computer.
But it can change orbit on its own.
It can change orbit. Who knows what's going up there? We don't know what we don't know, Jor.
That's right. It's also 419. We know that we need a little weather therapy. As chilly as it was today, I did take a nice walk around the lake. It's a little bit of sunshine, but you're going to give us a little therapy.
Was that to relax after your Twitter war this morning?
Yes, it was.
Clear your head.
The Twitter kind of gets me going. I shouldn't fall into it.
And you should tune in at 510 to hear
more about the Twitter war.
What got Jor off the dime today? But yeah, we'll talk about the fires out west and the Halloween blizzard of 91. Why was that such a crazy storm? And take a look at our forecast, which includes what may be the first accumulating snow of the season. A little more than 1 week from now. That's coming up next.
Paul and Jordana.
Hi, everybody. Mike Max with you for Rudy Luther Toyota. In the fall, there's something about change, isn't there? It just feels good. The air feels good. sometimes it's the perfect time to get that new vehicle. It's clearance time for the 2019 Toyotas, and they are all clearance priced at Rudy Luther Toyota, and most have huge factory rebates from Toyota. $3,000 cash back or 0% for 60 months on Highlanders. Wow. Great selection of the all-new hot 2019 RAV4s. Nearly 200 available with 1.9% financing to qualified buyers. Then there are the standards. Luther Advantage, 10 cents off each gallon of gas and discounted car washes for 3 years with each vehicle purchased. Wow. Toyota certified used vehicles qualify for as low as 1.9% financing with almost 300 used vehicles in stock. Oh, I'm glad I buy a vehicle from Rudy Luther Toyota because I can count on them and I can trust them. RudyLutherToyota.com, Highway 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
When people look at our jewelry and see how much a Shane Company diamond sparkles, they ask me how we're able to offer such great prices. I'm Rorden Shane, fourth generation jeweler. I tell them it started generations ago, when my father's uncle was buying diamonds from the most reputable and talented diamond cutters in the world. He did business with honesty, integrity, and transparency. So they set aside the best rough, uncut diamonds for the Shane family. To ensure he got the best deal on diamonds in all quality grades, he paid cash. Then he passed the savings on to his customers. Today, my family is still doing business the same way. Going to the source, buying ethically, working with a number of the same diamond cutting families, paying cash, and passing that savings on to our customers. We offer you a premium diamond without a premium price. That's the power of a direct diamond importer. The Twin Cities will always get the best value on the most beautiful diamonds at Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Done.
Okay, this is the most relaxed I've seen you. You're not spending the entire vacation working?
Nope. I've got the digital team at Entercom working for me. I know exactly where my budget's going, and I see results in real time. Entercom's a Google Premier partner, so they maximize my campaigns. I'm even on their exclusive radio.com platform. Anything digital, they do.
Can they make a Mai Tai like this?
Your full-service digital partner. Go to Entercom.com. Drinks not included.
At UCare, we're in our third year of being the number one health plan on MinSure for individuals and families. Not that we would toot our own horns about it. Okay, well, we have bike horns, so I guess we occasionally toot actual horns. Also, UCare has the only individual and family plans featuring mHealth Fairview, Allina Health, and Park Nicollet. That's three of the largest metro care systems all in our network. Okay, who brought the foghorn? Look for UCare's low-cost individual and family plans on MinSure.org.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-501-7110. That's 800-501-7110. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-501-7110. That's 800-501-7110.
Broadcasting around the globe on your smart speaker
and the radio.com app.
Number one song of 1990.
VIP.
Billboard chart.
Is Let's this a treat. Song?
Vanilla Ice.
Ice baby.
Love me some Vanilla Ice.
This is what the dentist plays right before the drilling begins. Yeah.
This won't hurt a bit. Here, let's crank the vanilla ice. Grab the hold of me tightly. Flow like a hawk. I'd like to remove all your teeth, starting with this tooth.
That's a tough play for Peacock. And safe at first. Ball gets away. And the runners will advance to second and third. And now they're going to call the runner out for being inside the line and in the way of the throw. And we're going to get an argument now as Dave Martinez is furious.
What? Crazy, crazy seventh inning last night. Good grief. Mike Max is here to decipher all this
yeah.
and answer the question, Mike, was it the right call?
I think that it was I think that you could interpret it as such, but I would have to look at all the other base runners because I watched today that replay, and technically he's inside the baseline part of it, but I don't recall that ever being called in a game like
explain
that.
Explain the call and explain what went wrong
is
or
it
who
interference?
Did what.
What was it?
You have to run in a base. You know, they have those baselines there for a reason. We forget about this a lot, you know. But they have those baselines there for a reason. So if you run inside a baseline and you believe that it had an effect on the play at all, you can make a call like that. And that's what happened last night with Turner. He ran. I'm hard pressed to say it was even inside the baseline. If he was, it was just barely.
Right.
So you're saying that that affected the play, and therefore he's automatically out. At the time, it was a big play because the who won and lost was still hanging in the balance. So Dave Martinez, the manager of the Washington Nationals, went ballistic and got thrown out of the game. I think first time since, who was it? It's been a while since a guy got thrown out of a game in a World Series.
He needed a whole lineup of players to try to pull him away.
Yes, and the one thing, and I think I listened to his post game. And I think he had it under control. You know what I'm saying? I think it was managed anger, so to speak. But when you're watching at that moment, you're going, uh-oh. If he gets too close, he's going to bump one of them.
Yeah.
And once you have physical contact, all bets are off as to what they're going to do with you for your career. That's what it looked like.
Oh boy.
And Chip Hale's out there, the former Twin, doing everything he can to hold him back, you know?
Wow.
But Martinez made his point. After the game, he got over it quickly. He said, it's not going to be about that. We're moving on to game seven. So he did pretty well with that. And I think that he had a real beef because I've never seen, you could say, well, technically it was inside the baseline a little bit. Maybe, but I've never seen that called.
Yeah, why would you why
call pick
it during
now,
the World
right?
Series?
Yeah, why pick now to do something like that? And like I said, at the time it looked like, you know, it could have a big effect on the outcome of the game.
But it turns out that did not sway the game one way or the other.
No, because they just kept hitting Washington did, and the next thing you know, it was over.
Game seven tonight in Houston. I got to say, I'm pulling for the Nats.
Me
I think
too.
Much of the country is pulling for the Nats.
Why is that, though? Because Houston's not a bad guy. Tom,
no, it's the wife beater.
It's because the Redskins suck so badly. And there I use that name. I'm sorry I used that name.
So they need something
in
Washington
team.
To... Are you saying that in Washington there hasn't been enough joy this year?
What a joke.
Yeah.
What a joke. Right. Hey, so last night you chatted with Ken Foxworth, former Gopher
Foxy Woxy,
about these new NCAA rules to pay for, you know, they're going to pay the players.
The endorsements.
Not, the endorsements, yeah. Right. Yeah. Not the universities are not going to pay, but sponsors are going to be able to give money to coveted players. What did he say?
He thinks that it's right. Now, he's a former football player. Right. And so, you know, it gets pretty complex. We had Jeff Schemmel on as well, former AD at San Diego State and here for a long time. And he now runs a search firm that places coaches. So coaches are very interested in this ruling, and he's very much on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you both viewpoints. Foxworth believes it's very much in line and overdue. Now, the second part to that, which gets really interesting, and I don't know if this is going to go hand in hand, is we see all the settlements that at the NFL and how much money they put aside for veterans that have health issues, veterans of football, I mean, that that have health issues in their 50s and 60s and 70s, and a lot of that's concussion driven. Foster says a lot of us never made the pros, but it doesn't mean we don't have issues, you know, concussion issues, CTE, whatever it is. If you played a high level of football or any level of college football, there's a lot of contact involved for 4 years, especially back in, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, before we kind of changed the way we practice. So he said, well, where does that fall into this? And, you know, it's an interesting slice of Pandora's box being opened, right?
It's risk reward. It's like any business. And, and it is big business at a college level. You take the risk with your body and your long-term welfare, there should be some level of
and reward. The NFL has created this, so why isn't college football? Because there's probably just as many people that are, you know, hurting or, you know, whatever it is. Then with Jeff Schemmel, interesting because, and I thought this, I thought, you know, we don't know how this is going to play out. But if it becomes about sponsorships, could this fall in Minnesota's favor with all the Fortune 500 companies in this town? Will you be able to... hey, General Mills, 3M, and, you know, let's put something together here, you know, and do something for the hometown team, because a lot of money to the university wouldn't be a lot of money to those places. But I can't see that they'll get to a point where it'll be that simple for universities just to access, you know, whatever has the biggest business market wins. The second part of it is this, and again, these are all complex things that I don't know. People say, well, you deserve something if you played for that university and they used your likeness. Okay. What about if you got a full scholarship, let's just say, and you're playing on most of the teams at, let's just say, the University of Minnesota, where you don't make any money for the university. In fact, your program loses money for the University of Minnesota. It's a big loser. It's red ink everywhere, and the tab is picked up by the football and the basketball program. Do you, too, deserve some kind of additional stipend to a scholarship if your program is in the red all the time?
No, it's the way capitalism works. If somebody wants to sponsor you and give you money, then they do so. Like on Instagram, how you have influencers. If somebody wants to give you money to endorse their product or wear their sneakers, they get to do that. It's capitalism.
Is it gonna be
nothing
like,
to do with the school.
Is it going to be like NASCAR, Maxie, where they all have the decals and the stickers on their uniforms and helmets?
And this is why I think the NCAA ruled this way yesterday, Paul, for that very reason. They want to get on top of this thing and be at the forefront before it becomes NASCAR, you know?
Right.
Before another governor makes another ruling, before another something, you know? And so they want, and my guess is they now will form something that says, how can we work to control this? Is there a way that we can take a number, and whatever that number is that we believe is cost per impressions or something, and put it into a pool and delegate it or people can apply for? I don't know what they've got in mind. I just think that they want to try to be in the driver's seat and maintain college athletics in some form.
Absolutely. Hey, our Timberwolves 3-0. They're playing the 76ers in Philly tonight. The tip is at 6, pregame 5:30. So we're off a little bit early to make way for the Timberwolves. Any update on Adam Thielen and Mahomes? Are they going to play on Sunday?
Adam Thielen looked good today in practice.
Good.
I was at the Vikings today. He looked good. Mahomes, I haven't heard anything on. I've always been doubtful about it, but I don't know because it's hard, you know, when you're not down there in the mix. Javon Kearse, who was, he got caught for a DUI with a loaded pistol the other night with Mike Hughes in the back seat heaving it up. Coach Zimmer addressed that today for the first time, and he didn't mince words with how unhappy he was with their off-the-field performance the other night.
You have to drink a lot if you're vomiting out of the back windshield.
Yeah, I mean, especially you're an adult, you know.
You're a big guy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of drinks.
Yeah, so really, I guess, as far as Mike Hughes is concerned, he didn't do anything illegal. He was thrown up in the back seat
right.
of a car.
Getting drunk is not illegal.
Yeah, Kearse, he's got this problem with this Glock that he had, plus he was drinking. And I think that the way that I read it was, some people would say, why not cut him? I think it's a collective bargaining agreement thing, too, that I'm not sure you can do much with anybody until they've gotten due process. So I think that that's why, if you're wondering why there's not a quick reaction to it, that's probably why.
Hey, Maxie, look, I have fond memories of being a linebacker at Penn State back in the late 70s.
Yeah.
We had a few losing seasons back then.
Yeah, that's when they are.
One of the bigger linebackers. But I'm the opposite of cocky. I am scared to death of the Gophers. And do you have any thoughts? We have about a minute or two left, but I've got a bet going with Corey Heppola. I love the Gophers. In this case, I'm obviously going to be rooting for my alma mater. But I think it's going to be a really, really close game. And I think it's going to be cold. There may be some snow on the field.
It looks like right now?
Right now it looks cold and potentially snowy.
Well, and that wouldn't really favor either one team or the other because Penn State plays in the cold as well. I haven't seen Penn State play enough, but, you know, they're a really good team and well coached. But I really believe the Gophers are going to have a really good chance to win for this reason. The Gophers don't beat themselves. They do a great job with discipline of not having penalties. They've taught their quarterback. If it was week four, but now in the last 4 weeks, what he's done, Tanner Morgan, he doesn't throw a lot of bad balls or balls that can be intercepted. I just think that Minnesota's got a lot of things going for them right now. Now, having said that, I haven't watched Penn State enough to know. I just know that everybody says they look really good. Obviously, if you're undefeated in the Big Ten, you look really, really good. And right now they're playing to try to win that Big Ten East, and they got to stay in contention with Ohio State to do that. So if it wasn't at Minnesota, I would say Penn State a decided favorite. Being at Minnesota, I think it's a toss-up game.
I think it's going to be close. I mean, both teams have a lot of depth. Both teams also, have a lot to prove.
I don't know about Penn State's stats, but Minnesota's healthy. I mean, they have not had injuries. Last year, they have not had injuries. Antoine Winfield's been there all year. He's fantastic. The three running backs have been there all year. They're all good. I mean, they really have had a healthy year this year. And so if you're healthy and you don't make mistakes, you usually have a really good chance to win in the fourth quarter.
All right. Well, Maxie, I appreciate you coming on early. And well,
you're
right
to come to me with these questions.
Yeah, we have a lot.
Questions with no answers. Welcome to my world, buddy.
Appreciate
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You hang in there, my friend.
Yeah, Maxie's not on tonight, obviously, because of the Timberwolves game here at 5:30.
Earlier today, we recorded Jordana Greene. That's amazing. That is amazing.
I don't sing, ever. I mean, I sing in the shower. I sing loudly in the shower. I sing in my car. I sing in my own house, but I can never sing in front of other people because their ears would bleed.
Do neighborhood dogs, like, congregate? Howl. They howl outside?
It's that bad.
Crows hurl themselves at your windows?
It's worse than that.
Wow.
Yeah, my kids are
bad.
Mom, shut that down. Yeah. Just shut it down.
I heard that Paul is going to be singing some Celine Dion for us tomorrow during the show. No, is this true?
I don't know where you heard that.
In fact, our listeners
You've been
are
listening
going
to Corey
singing.
Heppola. I did not say that.
Dion, because here's the deal. We have tickets to give away to you, a pair of Celine Dion tickets right here on the Paul and Jordana Show. And we have decided that, you know what? You got to earn them.
Yeah.
You have to earn
Put a
them.
Little effort. And in my mind, Jory, it's not the best singer. It is the most authentic rendition.
Oh.
Somebody who puts energy and creativity into it. I don't care how well you sing, just make the effort. And
I see. So just be really into it.
Be into it.
I like that.
And I think
you pick your own song.
Right.
You know, it has to be a Celine song.
Right.
Of course. And do we decide what time we're going to do it? I don't think we did yet. We don't know. You have to listen to the whole show.
We should figure that out, yeah.
And we'll figure that out. But, yeah, I would are they able to submit videos via Twitter?
That is a great question. I wish I had a great answer.
Yeah, I think we might just have to do an on-air contest.
I want to make it fair.
Yeah, we'll get in trouble otherwise.
And let's have people call in.
Yeah.
You can call in.
Yeah, and Lori can't win.
No, I know that.
And neither can Katrina, just so you guys know. I don't know if anybody's playing. I'll tell Mark he can't call in. He can sing.
He can sing.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that.
So you're going to sing?
No, I'm not going to sing. I want to hear the listener sing. Nobody wants. And I'm coming off this cold. I'm coming off. What did I have again?
You sound good. Ebola.
Chlamydia.
Syphilis.
What did I have?
Crabs.
If we're going by what the listeners want, let's just ask our callers tomorrow if they want to hear Paul sing. And then that'll be a good decider.
You keep bringing this up.
Well done.
Nobody wants to hear me sing.
Well done, David. I appreciate that. When we get back, there's a town in Virginia that will fine any kid over 14 for trick-or-treating. You will get a fine if you are over 14 and trick-or-treating. It's a good thing you don't live there, Paul, because I know you like to get your plastic bucket filled with candy.
They see me coming, they throw rocks in my bag. And a compelling reason, another reason why Jordana Greene is not Representative Ilhan Omar's BFF.
No, she's on my list today. I mean, as most days, but she's really on my list today.
We have an open invitation for Ilhan Omar to call
us. Come on the show.
I'm not holding my breath.
Our phone number is 651-989-9226. She can call in at any time, and she can call in the morning. I will come in, and I will record an interview with her.
Just for the record, I want to go on record. I am very anti-genocide.
Anti-genocide. And the fact is that Ilhan Omar did not support a measure that recognized the Armenian genocide of 1915.
Most breathing, sentient people, I would say, would back that up. Yes, we are against the wholesale slaughter of people, any people, anywhere, anytime.
So why didn't
that should be black and white?
The 5th District vote for it. That's the question we want answered. We're not going to get it from her. I'll read you what she tweeted out, and we'll talk a little bit more about that next.
Paul and Jordana.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.